Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the opportunity again to share your word with your people. Lord, I thank you, God, for the last time we gather like this together. And Lord, I want to thank you for every good things you have done in our life. Blessed be your name forever in the name of Jesus. I pray that, Lord, let your word consecrate your people and let it bring your grace and blessings in the name of Jesus. That everyone that is hearing us this morning, Father, we receive a touch from heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. That, Lord, your word will rule our life and that we submit everything to your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I bless that man and that woman hearing right now. That, Lord, no matter the problem that might be in your life, that the power of heaven, we collapse them in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank God this day for what God has done for us, and also to thank God for his goodness and for his mercies over your life. Thank God for the new thing God is doing in our life. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for sustaining us. Thank God for his mercies. May his mercies continue, you know, over our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank God for all that is happening in our nation, because I know that God is in control. God is the maker of this nation. Bible says the earth is of the Lord and the goodness thereof. So I know that God will surely grant us the solution to every problem in this nation in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Today we'll be talking, you know, on God's purpose for man. You know, want to see, you know, God's purpose for man. And I'm sure you are there. And I want you to bring forth, you know, your pen and your paper so that we can share together and you can jot it down also together. Now, let's go into the Bible, God's purpose for man. In the book of Romans, Romans chapter 5, can we read verse 8? Romans 5. Verse 8.
But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Now, I want you to start to see the, you know, gospel for man. The Bible says that, you know, despite man's fall, the result of which is the chaotic situation in and around us. You know, God in his love has made a plan of saving us, even though, you know, Adam fell. You know, but God has a plan. So this plan transforms one from the utterly hopeless situation into, you know, a saint to enjoy the unimaginable eternity that God has preserved for us. So God still has plan for us. You know, what a wonderful plan of God. And these are the things we want to share this morning. You know, the plan of God that he made for us, you know, despite the fact that, you know, we fell into sin. And, you know, one of the plans that God made for us is what we call justification. You know, that is the first thing I'll be sharing this morning, you know, because, you know, Bible says, you know, God demonstrates his love towards us, that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. Can you say, when we are still unlovable, you know, when we are not okay, when we are not good, when our life has not fully blended with his glory, but yet God in his mercy, you know, still has plan for us. You know, God is a God of love. You know, he commended his love. So because of his love, you know, he still continue to see how he can rescue us. Can you see now? Our life worth nothing, you know, but it is that love that brought us to something, you know. So that is the love that brought justification to our life. Now, let's look at the Bible very well this morning. I am sure you are with your Bible, and I'm sure that, you know, God will bless you this morning in this sharing. Justification. Now, we cannot ask, what is justification? You know, somebody said, you know, said justification is just as if you have never seen. You know, it's just like, you know, probably you see somebody that puts charcoal all over the body, or he's working in the oil industry and the whole body is dirty. But you know, after the work, the man just go to shower, wash himself off, put on a new dress, you won't know that it was a man, that charcoal man, that was black all over. Why? Because, you know, the bath that he took has taken away everything, every death, everything in his life. You know, so, you know, justification is the act of God declaring a sinner who believes in Christ righteous. As simple as that. You know, justification is the act of God declaring a sinner who believes in Christ righteous. You know, he was a sinner before, but the issue now is this: he believes in Christ. So because he now believes in Christ, he declares righteous. Now, so the righteousness of a Christian is not what he do or what he has done. It is what Christ did for him. You know, what Christ did for you is the most important thing. Are you following me this morning? You know, let's read the Bible in the book of Romans chapter 3, verse number 24. Romans 3, verse 24.
Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
Listen now. So we are justified freely. Bible says, being justified free by what? By his grace. So justification is free. It doesn't go with money. You know, because, you know, we are declared righteous, not for what we have done, but what Christ did for us. You know, Bible says he went to the cross. He died the Calvary. Can you see now? Bible says he just for the unjust, so that we might be made reconciled back to God. You know, Jesus Christ, so when God look at us, he's not looking at our own righteousness. Now, our righteousness cannot work out the glory of God. You know, but God in his infinite mercy, when he sees us, he will see Christ. And the righteousness of Christ covers everything in our life. So, Babylon says that being justified freely by his grace, anyone that tells you to go and look for money, to go and bring red cloth or white cloth for you to be justified, is a false doctrine. The doctrine of Christ is that we are justified freely by his grace through what? The redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We are justified because we have been redeemed. It was the blood of Jesus that redeemed us. It is the blood of Jesus that cancels our sins. There is nothing again in this world that can cancel our sin. It's only that blood. So you don't need to go and look for another blood. You know, today some people will tell you, you have a problem, go and kill a pigeon. Go and kill this. Go and kill that. No, you know, already Jesus has made a total sacrifice for us. Can you see now? So we don't need any other thing. You know, once you believe in Christ, that blood of Jesus has cleansed you. That blood of Jesus, you know, have taken away everything in your life. So you have been justified. Just as if you have never committed that sin. Can you see now? Just as if, you know, you are not a sinner before. Because God will not even see, you know, that sin you again, because it has been covered. In the Old Testament, it is called the atonement. Atonement means to cover up. But in the New Testament, it is called remission. Remission means complete removal. So in the Old Testament, they used the blood of the animal. Our Bible says, you know, the blood of the cows and of Ephah cannot take away, you know, our sins. So it is that thing only covered it. And because it is covered, God can still see the sin. Are you following me now? Because in the Old Testament, that blood of the animal can only cover their sin. The blood of the animal cannot completely remove their sins. Hallelujah. So, but it was only the blood of Jesus, you know, that has the power, the grace to remove the sin. Hallelujah. So today, you know, we are now redeemed by the blood of Jesus. To be redeemed means to be brought over. You know, we have been purchased. We have been purchased from the power of sin. We have been purchased from the power of darkness. The blood of Jesus, you know, is the value through which God purchased us. Hallelujah. So, you know, when you are born again, you know, you are born again on God's merit. That is why, you know, you must know Jesus and you must give your life to Jesus for you to be justified. Hallelujah. So what am I saying this morning is that, as the Bible says, so it says, we are justified freely. You don't need money. Anyone asking for money, for material, for you to be born again, you know, is a false doctrine. Now, he said, we justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ. Now, let's read verse 26. Yes.
To declare Isaiah this time is righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus.
So, he's a justifier. Can you see? He said, I say at this time, you know, that he might be just and the justifier of him that believe in Christ. So the moment you believe in Christ, you have been justified. You know, God is the justifier of them that believe in Christ. not in any other religion. We are not talking about religion this time. It is Christ. Who is a way of life. The moment you believe in Christ, the moment you are born again, you are justified. Hallelujah. You are justified. You know, just as see, you are now a brand new fellow. Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. He said, all things has passed away, and all things has become new. So when you are born again, even though your status has not changed, even though your complexion has not changed, but you know what now? There is a spirit in you, which is the most important part of you, because man is a tripartite being. You know, the spirit in you has received light of God. So your spirit is connected to the spirit of God. And so you are born again. So Jesus Christ, you know, is the one that stood for us. So all you have to do is to believe in Christ. Hallelujah. All you have to do is to believe in Christ. And once you believe in Christ, then justification will come to you. Now let's read that Romans also. Romans chapter 5 in verse 9. Romans 5 verse 9.
Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
And we are justified by his blood. So what justifies us? One of the agents of justification is the blood. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. Are you seeing that? Once someone says, what can put away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh my God. And that blood is still at work today. It's still flowing. It cannot coagulate. Now the blood of animal coagulates. They get ticking when you kill them. You go and kill a chicken or goat. Before you know it, it might be coagulate. But the blood of Jesus is still flowing. So anytime you give a life to Jesus, that blood will come upon you spiritually, cleanse you, you know, and your sins are forgiven you, no matter what you have done. Even if you are a prostitute, even if you belong to all this group, killing people all around, or even if you belong to, you know, all this armed robbery group, do you know that the moment you give your life to Jesus, you are righteous? Look at that thief on the right side of Jesus Christ. He repented. He gave his life to Jesus. And Jesus Christ said to him, tonight you will be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you under satanic covenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International. Behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah to Jesus. I want to welcome you. Today we are talking on God's purpose for man. And we are looking at, you know, the mere fact that when man fell from grace, God still has a plan for him. You know, God is a master planner. You know, he didn't just leave, abandon us. No, he didn't. He didn't abandon us. So what he did was that he made plan. And one of the plan was our justification. Once we believe in Christ, you know, we enter into justification. So let us now move forward. Let's see the basis of our justification. The basis of our justification. Number one thing I want you to know this morning is that Christ is our righteousness. Say with me, Christ is my righteousness. You know, you can't put up righteousness. Bible says all our righteousness is like what? Like a filthy rag. What will you do? What can you do that will meet up to God's standard? What? You know, Jesus is our standard. You know, Bible says that only you know, even though we look inferior before God, but now when you are now in Christ, you put on the righteousness of God. He had very, very right. Everything that Jesus Christ came to do for us in this world, he didn't come to do it for himself. He didn't come to look for his own self-glory. He didn't come to look for his own, you know, empire. No, he came for the purpose of man. No, Jesus Christ came for you, for your purpose, for you to become reconciled to God. Everything he did for us. Bible says he died for us. You know, he's in heaven right now for us. It has been for us. Everything he has done, you know, he did it for us. That is why, you know, we need to recognize this Jesus and to surrender to him. So Jesus is our righteousness. There is no righteousness that we can bring forth, you know, in this world today that will make us to say true unto God. Now let us see 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. Yes.
But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
Now he says, but of him are ye in Christ. Uh-huh. And who of God is made unto us. So Jesus is made unto us, number one, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. You know, so Christ is our righteousness. Christ is our sanctifier. Christ is our redeemer. There is no one that God has raised to redeem you except Christ. There is no one that God has raised up to stand for you, for your righteousness as Jesus. So when you now give your life to Jesus, you are now a righteous man. Hallelujah. Can you see that? So easy. You know, because righteousness cannot be attained by your own personal effort. They call the man in the Bible Cornelius. Cornelius was righteous, he was good, he built synagogue, he gives money, he was everything. But yet, you know, he's yet to receive Christ. Hear me, morality cannot take a man to heaven. Your own personal righteousness cannot take you anywhere. Somebody say, hey, look at me, you know, I've never killed anybody, I've never done evil before. Even if you have not done evil before, as you claim, if you have not talked about other people, that is cannot take you to heaven. No, what takes you to heaven is your belief in Christ Jesus. So he said, but of him ye are in Christ Jesus, whom of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So Christ is the basis of our justification, you know. And that is why, how can God not be our justification when we now obey him? Let me say, Christ's perfect obedience brought us justification. Christ's perfect obedience. Can you see now? You know, because in the Old Testament, people failed to obey God. They didn't give to God total obedience. Now, but Christ's perfect obedience was the basis for our justification. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's see the Bible in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 5, can we look at verse number 19? Romans 5, 19. Yes.
For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous.
Wow. So, by one man's disobedience, that is Adam. You know, Adam disobeyed God. As you know the story very, very well, he disobeyed God. The Bible says, you know, for by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. We became sinners through Adam. Adam put us, you know, into the prison of sin. But when Jesus Christ came, because of his own obedience, the obedience of Christ made us righteous. Hallelujah. Can you see now? Because Jesus obeyed God in everything. You know, it was a total and complete obedience. You know, and because, you know, he came to fulfill everything about the law, and because of that, you know, of his obedience, we are justified. We are righteous. So, it is Christ's obedience. And when you do obey Christ, when you give your life to Christ, you know, then it means also that, I'm telling you, you have access to this grace. Praise the name of the Lord. Also, in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5, verse 21. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 21. Yes.
For he has made him sin to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Wow. He said, for he has made him to be sin for us. Can you see? Jesus, he was sin personified. Sin personified. In number two says, he was made. He made him sin for us. That is to say, he did not commit that sin. They have to put all our sins, all our ancestral sin, all our every sin was put upon him. I was says, he that know no sin, he became sinner. And when he became sinner, God, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So he collected your sin. So once you are now a child of God, now your sins have been nailed to where now? To the cross. And that one shows that you must not go back to sin. You must not enter into sin again, because when you do that, you are making heaven to cry over your life. I love that scripture. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So, you know, I said that for he has made him to be a sin for us who knew no sin. He took our place. He took our own punishment. He took our own affliction and he gave us his righteousness. What a wonderful Jesus. Who else can do this for us? And that is why he's our Messiah. Can you see now? He need no sin, but he took our own sin. He said, that we might be made what? The righteousness of God. That is why we are attracted to God. The righteousness of Christ that we put on today attracts the glory of God to us. Can you see now? So I want you to know that thank God for, you know, Jesus, you know, righteousness that he gave to us, which actually makes us to be close to God. Also, let us look in the Bible. Let's look at the book of Hebrews chapter 4 in verse number 15. Hebrews 4 verse 15.
For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all point tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
Yeah, can you see perfect obedience? Yeah, without sin. Eh? He said, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. At least, he went through all that we are going through right now. He went through temptation. He went through, you know, every test of life. But yet, at all points, as he was tempted, he never fell into the sin. The Bible says, yet he was without sin. So he was the only one that came to this world without sin. Hallelujah. You will say, oh, it is not possible. But Jesus Christ came to this world. He lived 33.5 years without committing a single sin. That is why he's our champion. That is why he can redeem us. Because sinner cannot redeem another sinner. No way. Why? Because, you know, his own blood is not polluted. His blood was not contaminated. Can you see now? Sin did not have way into him. So, Bible says he obeyed God to the point of the cross. He obeyed totally, you know. And that was why, you know, it's our basis for justification. That is why his righteousness has come upon us. That is why, you know, we are children of God. We are just because, you know, today, you know, he came to touch our life. Bible says we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He has passed through what we have passed through, and yet he remained a saint. So, you know, he was without sin. He was without sin. He was without sin. And let us also see, you know, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22, yes.
Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth.
Jesus, he did no sin. He didn't commit any sin. Or, let us even read from verse 21. 21 and 22, yes.
For even ye unto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps.
22 now.
Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth.
This Jesus, he lived a life of purity. Total purity. You know, that's why, you know, he can help us. That is why his own sacrifice is acceptable to God. That is why it's not like every other people that came to this world. That is why it's a true Messiah. Bible says that this Jesus, so he did no sin. Neither was God found in his mouth. Wow. Wonderful. 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 So, you know, reason for our justification or this today is Jesus' righteousness. Jesus' righteousness brought, you know, or gave us a resounding justification. Also, you know, he has to die on the cross. You know, Bible says he died on the cross, and these are also our basis of justification. Our basis of justification. Let's see the book of Romans. Romans chapter 3. Let's read verses 24 and 25. Romans 3, 24 and 25.
Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sin that are passed through the forbearance of God.
Amen. So, you know, as we said last time, we are justified freely. Through what? Through his grace. Through the redemption in Christ. Habakkuk says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sin. So, you know, that the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary is the basis of our righteousness. If you are here with me this morning and you are of Christ, you are born again, I congratulate you because you have been declared righteous. You know, you are on the way to heaven and you will surely get there in Jesus' name. I will see you again next week as I continue on this meeting. But don't forget, tomorrow in the church, I want to pray for you. And no, God wants to touch your life. I'm looking forward to see you. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books on various topics. Join us in our family live and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.